Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course,
William Ramo.
Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Not much, man. Just a, you know, just a regular Sunday evening in New York City. You know, we're going to talk sports and entertainment and everything else as usual. And, of course, Mac, I know you know the number.
Oh, yeah, sorry. 213-943. I'm giving you the whole calling number.
Oh, okay. Let me.
It's 917-388-4189. Again, that's 917-388-4189.
That is correct. So feel free, folks, to give us a call and talk sports and entertainment and anything that you have, you know, on your mind. Of course, you know, we're going to lead off with a little March Madness, because, you know, of course, that's the big thing that's going on in, you know, in sports, in the world of sports. You know, we'll talk about, you know, the Duke demolishing San Diego State. We'll talk about the Virginia Cavaliers advancing. Oh, well, actually, they fell to the Michigan State Wolverines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we'll talk about all the upsets and, you know, the advancements. And, of course, you know, we're going to talk a little NBA. And also, you know, as usual, we're going to end the show with a little WWE news 1 week away from WrestleMania. And, of course, you guys all know the number, so feel free to call. And with that in mind, yeah, let's talk March Madness.
Oh, yeah. It's been crazy so far in this March Madness tournament. You have Villanova losing yesterday to NC State. And so it looks like they won't be advancing to the Sweet 16. Kentucky right now is looking dominant. They beat Cincinnati 64-51, and they become the first college men's basketball team to start season 36-0. So that's like they're on their way to possibly finishing the season undefeated the way they're playing right now.
They're unbeatable.
Oh yeah, they play suffocating defense. You know, they play that John Calipari style basketball, you know?
Yeah.
Play that zone defense, they spread the ball, they score a lot of points in the paint, you know, they like to run it. They're all around team right now.
Yeah, especially with Towns, you know, who's expected mm-hmm. to, you know, be the number one pick along
yep.
with Okafor from Duke, we're also
yep.
gonna talk about. You know, it's yeah, you know, this is going to be a very interesting draft and of course, March Madness right now as we're speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kentucky's got to play the winner of West Virginia, Maryland. Those two teams play tonight. So whoever wins tonight will play Kentucky on March 26th in the Sweet 16. And Notre Dame advanced, too. Notre Dame beat Butler 67-64, so Notre Dame is going to the final, to the Sweet 16 as well.
Yep. And, of course, you know, Duke advanced. They won 68-49.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And of course, everybody has all eyes on Okafor. You know.
Yep.
And right now, Wichita State is facing Kansas right now, as we're speaking.
Yep.
And later tonight, you know, we got Gonzaga versus Iowa. You know, the Oregon Ducks versus Wisconsin Badgers. Louisville
yeah.
versus, you know, with Northern IA. So, you know, those are definitely games, you know, people are going to be locked in.
Yeah, UCLA advance. They're going to Sweet 16 as well. One of the storied colleges out there in NCAA men's basketball.
Oh yeah.
They'll probably lose to Gonzaga if they end up playing Gonzaga.
Good.
But yeah, March Madness is running
it's
rampant
running
right now. Yeah.
Do you think Kansas will finish the season undefeated?
You mean Kentucky?
No, I mean Kentucky, right. I said Kansas, my fault. Yeah, I mean Kentucky.
They have a chance to. But, I mean, there's still some other good teams. There's Duke. You know, if they play Duke, it's going to be tough. I thought Villanova would be a tough match, but Villanova's eliminated. You know, there's some tough teams that they're going to have to face. Wisconsin is good. North Carolina, you know, they're going to have their, I would say around the Final Four, Elite Eight, that's when they're going to have their toughest matchups.
Yeah, as expected, you know.
Yeah. But right now, it looks like they could go undefeated the way they're playing, so I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt about that. You know, one team that's keeping an eye on Towns from Kentucky, and of course Okafor with the Duke. is, of course, the Knicks. And Knicks right now, they're getting their butt whooped by the Raptors.
Oh, really? I didn't even know Knicks were playing.
I don't think anybody did.
I don't even think the Knicks players know they're playing.
But what was I saying? Yeah, they're losing by about 20 points or so. But in any case, recently I think Larry Brown, of course you know the former Knick head coach, he was saying that Kentucky, basically was saying like Kentucky is a good team that, you know. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think he did say that he's saying they could have beat an NBA team. I don't know if he specifically said the Knicks or – I think he said that he think that team is good, that they could actually beat an NBA team. And
beat the Knicks right now.
Charles Barkley disagreed because, you know, he was saying, like, you know, as we all know, you know, the jump from high school to college basketball is a, you know, a big jump in, you know, talent wise. And then he also said, you know, but the talent, you know, between, you know, the college and NBA is huger, which I mean, that's obviously right.
Yeah. But I think that on one given night, any college team right now could beat the Knicks. I swear to you, it doesn't matter that they're in college right now. It matters how much athleticism the team has. Because right now, pretty much anybody could beat the Knicks the way they're playing.
Well, I mean, that's
you know,
very
so
true.
I could see Kentucky beating the Knicks.
I wouldn't be surprised. You know, I definitely wouldn't be surprised if that happened.
Yeah.
Hey, as long as we get the number one pick and draft Okafor or Towns, you know, I'll be all right. And, you know, to get some star players to come over here.
For real.
I heard there's rumors that Knicks are going to try to trade for Okafor. Not Okafor, for Durant. But I don't see Thunder ever trading that guy. I don't know. I doubt it. I would assume it's anybody other than Melo. I don't think they'd trade both guys straight up.
Yeah, that would make sense.
That would defeat the purpose of pairing him up with a star player. Even though Durant
is... I actually think Melo is better than Durant.
Really?
Yeah, the reason why, because Melo, he can post up. He can drive to the rim. I see Durant is more of a shooter type of player.
Yeah, definitely.
And Melo could also rebound, you know. So I think Melo's a perfect fit in New York. I would see Durant struggling here in New York, to be honest with you.
Really? Wow.
Yeah, I could see it. I wouldn't do that trade.
Well, I mean, even though Durant is awesome, I mean, I would try to trade him, but I wouldn't give up Melo for him. You know,
yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Because you want to add more players, you know.
Mhm.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, you're trading scorer for scorer. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. I mean, if you get Durant and Russell Westbrook,
that's another story.
But if you're getting him straight up, that's you know. That's just, you know, to me, that's not productive at all.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem Knicks have. They only have one superstar, and that's it.
Well, you need to sign some guys. I mean, you got guys like Paul Millsap available. The big dude from Portland.
LaMarcus Aldridge. See, we were reading each other's mind.
Mm-hmm.
You even said that. I had a feeling you were going to mention him.
There's some players that's available that they could look at, you know. Even LeBron, won't never happen, but
yeah, he could theoretically opt out, but you know, even if he did, I don't see him coming to the Knicks.
Exactly.
Oh, by the way, Alexei Shuev you know, a guy who's you know, a veteran guy who's bounced around the league. You know, he recently you know, signed with the Knicks. He's played really well.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he suffered a rib contusion in the game today, and he you know, he's not returning.
That's what happens when you play with the Knicks.
Yeah, you know, to give the guys credit, you know, these D League type players, you know, yeah, give them credit, like Shreve, Langston Galloway. I'm trying to think of who else. I'm trying to think of the guy. I see his face. You know, he's a white guy. I'm trying to remember his name.
Oh, with the ponytail?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember his. For whatever reason, his name escapes me. They've played well. You know, know these young. You know, I definitely wouldn't mind seeing them in a bench role. You know, if Knicks didn't, you know, improve the team in the off season.
Yeah, I mean, I think they could be good pieces to. Building a good team, you know, but Nixon needs to do a lot of work in the offseason.
Arminson, that's it.
Yeah.
So, you know, the guys there, you know, they're not championship caliber players, but they're doing their best. And Knicks recently signed a journeyman, Ricky Lado. You know, recently, apparently this guy, you know, he could shoot. You know, he played well in the D League. And Mavericks recently cut him. And, you know, basically Mark Cuban said that, you know, the reason why they cut him, you know, even though he's talented, you know, they're trying to compete for a championship, so they don't really have the time or the minutes for him to play, you know,
right.
in their system. So, you know, Cuban is hoping that, you know, that he does well, you know, for the Knicks.
Well, let's see. I mean, at this point, I would take Derek Fisher's now ex-wife.
No, you did not go here, man. Oh, man. Well, hopefully, you know, they can, we're diehard Knicks fans, so, you know, we'll definitely keep the folks posted when, you know, some major news happen with the Knicks in the future. But with that in mind, you know, let's shift gears here. And the Rangers, they're going to face the Ducks tonight.
Mighty Ducks.
Yep. And
are Rangers still leading the division?
I believe they are. I'm gonna check quickly just to make sure to confirm that. I think they are still leading the Metropolitan Division.
Okay.
It's not by much, but yes, they are.
Okay.
They're 45-18-7 with 97 points, and the Islanders is 44-25 and 4 overtime losses with 92 points.
The Rangers are playing good.
Yeah, both teams have won. Are both currently on a one-game winning streak.
The 45-18, that might be the best record in NHL right now.
I think have a better record. I'm gonna check.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, Anaheim has the better record. Anaheim is 46-20-7, but I think Buffalo might have the better record. Let me check. I know there's another team that has a better record.
Rangers have less losses though, but I guess they score. They have more points. That's why.
Let me see. What's the team that has the?
Because Rangers 18 losses. I don't think any other team that's in a playoff hunt right now has that less of losses, right?
18?
Yeah.
Looks like you're right. Let me check quickly.
18. I mean, there might be some other team that have more points, but they don't have that loss record that Rangers have.
Yeah, it looks like you're right.
So Rangers, like, they might make the finals this year again.
Yeah, Montreal, St. Louis, Montreal St. Louis Blues and Anaheim, they have a better record than the Rangers.
Montreal, who else? St. Louis.
St. Louis and Ducks have a better record. And the Rangers won yesterday. They beat the Carolina Hurricanes by the final score of 3-2 in a shootout. And the Islanders, you know, Islanders is bearing down on the Rangers' neck.
Yeah, they've been playing good also. They were actually leading the division for some time there.
Oh, yeah, until Rangers recently overtook them.
Yeah.
And the Islanders yesterday, they defeated their crosstown rivals as well, the Devils, 3-0. And their next game is against the Minnesota Wild this Tuesday at the Nassau Veterans Memorial Coliseum.
That could be a good one.
Yeah, no doubt. And they're going to face the Kings this Thursday.
Defending champs.
Exactly. You stole the words right out of my mouth. Yeah, the Rangers are going to be facing them Tuesday night also.
Oh,
so that's
rematch.
Rematch of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
The Rangers faced them earlier this year in L.A. By the way, Zuccarello scored the game-winning goal in the shootout for the Rangers yesterday.
Oh, okay. What time is the game tonight?
It's 7:30.
Okay.
So it's about a little over an hour from now if you're listening to the show live. So, you know, we'll definitely keep you posted on what's going on in the NHL race. And other news. And lastly, let's talk a little WWE. And trying to remember what happened this week. Trying to remember what happened this week on Raw.
Well, you have Undertaker that continues to haunt Bray Wyatt. Although Undertaker hasn't come out yet directly,
right.
But he continues to tease Bray Wyatt. Although Bray Wyatt doesn't seem fazed or scared.
No, he definitely not. Last week, he burned his chair and it didn't faze him.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the big news that happened in WWE on Monday was the return of Sting.
Yeah.
And he cleaned house, and after the show, he finally spoke inside the WWE ring.
Yeah, he's ready to kick Triple H's ass.
It's a long time, long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
So he's waited 14 years to enter a WWE ring.
Yes, after all those few years of teasing us, you know.
Yep.
Finally in WWE, ready to have his WrestleMania match next week.
Yeah, hopefully, next year, you know, he'll face, you know, Undertaker and finally fulfill that dream match, even though they're both
yeah.
a combined over 100 years old.
Yeah.
And speaking of WrestleMania 32, you know, there's rumors that Brock and Rock might finally face each other at WrestleMania and have that rematch they had, since 2002 SummerSlam.
Yeah, Rock would need to get his revenge.
Mm-hmm. And so that would be two relatives. You know, he'd be that Brock Lesnar would be facing if Brock Lesnar resigns, because apparently the rumor is they're gonna try to get a contract extension tomorrow. You know,
man, Brock Lesnar. At this point, I don't care. I don't give a damn about Brock Lesnar. I mean, he's in and out. You know, you hardly see him. You only see him when there's a big pay-per-view event coming up. You know, but. If he loses his title at WrestleMania, like, he should disappear. Go back to the UFC or something. I'm tired of this dude.
I mean, if they don't sign an extension, that's a given that Reigns is going to win. I mean, we all have a strong feeling Reigns is going to win anyway.
Yeah.
Well, if he doesn't sign an extension, I mean, that pretty much seals that, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
Me personally, you know, I haven't given up on Brock Lesnar. I mean, he's been, you know, awesome in the ring. But I think they need to negotiate that he needs to appear more. He shouldn't appear every week, but he should appear at least twice a month.
Yeah.
At the minimum. I mean, at one point, this guy was gone for 4 months.
What kind of champion is that?
I understand, you know, he's a star attraction, you know, but I mean, he shouldn't have been gone 4 months. I mean, when The Rock was the champion, you know, what was it, last year? He probably only missed one Raw episode. The guy was there every week. I mean, he didn't defend the title, but he was there, you know.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully, you know, if he does resign, you know, they actually make him appear more.
I agree. But then, like I said, I don't give a damn, so.
hopefully it won't be a return of Brock Lesnar versus Goldberg from 10 years ago.
Oh, hell no.
Or should I say 11 years ago? Since that was 2004.
I don't care about that match.
And in other news, the Hall of Fame, which is going to happen next Sunday, one of the inductees, WWE announced that Connor, you know, the young fan, you know, the terminally ill fan who passed away, I think it was last year he passed away, shortly after WrestleMania, if I'm mistaken.
Yeah.
He is going to be the first inductee of the Warrior Award, and he's going to be inducted by both Daniel Bryan, who Connor was a huge fan of, and Dana Warrior, the widow of the late Ultimate Warrior.
That's a nice gesture by WWE.
Yeah, that was very nice. And
yeah.
I love how they showed Ultimate Warrior's speech, you know, Hall of Fame speech, when he was saying, like, they should, you know, do something to commemorate people.
Yeah.
And, you know, this seemed like a real, genuine, you know, induction, you know, to a fan, a diehard fan who passed away, and he really connected with the, you know, with the people, you know, behind the scenes at the WWE.
Yeah, he did.
It was nice to see, you know, the authority break character and, you know, show that human side to them.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
So, you know, congratulations to WWE. They did something good.
Yeah.
Know? And they also inducted a legend, a Japanese legend. I think his name is Fujinami.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot his name. Forgive me for not pronouncing his name. I'm sure there's some listeners right now like, yo, it's Fujinami, or whatever, however you pronounce his name.
He was a was he a midget wrestler?
No, he was I don't think so. He's a Japanese. Let me see his.
In his picture, he looks like a little dwarf.
Oh, Tatsumi Fujin. Fujinami, I think it is. Fujinami, right.
Sounds right, I guess.
Yeah, apparently he's the innovator of the Dragon Sleeper and the Dragon Suplex. So this guy, you know, he's a, you know, innovator.
Yeah, congrats.
So congrats to him. And tomorrow, you know, they're going to finally announce Kevin Nash going into the Hall. And he's going to be inducted, you know, no other than his Click member, Shawn Michaels.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, well-deserved. And guess, I'm going to give you a guess. Will he be going in as Diesel or Kevin Nash?
Wow. Probably Kevin Nash, I would say.
And incorrect. He's going in as Diesel. Just like Razor Ramon went into the Hall last year, Diesel's going into the Hall of Fame. So, you know what this means?
Well, they're it doesn't matter because, I mean, Kevin Nash or Diesel,
yeah,
same thing, I guess. You know,
it's the same person, different,
yeah.
Slightly different character. But you know why they're doing this? So that, I don't know, as early as next year, they can induct the NWO into the Hall of Fame. So Hogan, Nash and Hall would be inducted together, kind of like Ric Flair. Ric Flair, as of right now, is the only two-time Hall of Fame inductee.
Right.
First as an original wrestler, and also as a member of the Four Horsemen.
Four Horsemen, yeah.
So that's going to happen in the near future. Yeah, definitely. So I guess next week, you know, we'll have the WrestleMania preview show. We'll give our predictions, and maybe we might even say who we think should go get inducted next year, maybe.
Yeah, definitely.
So tune in next week, folks, for the special WrestleMania episode of Sports Urban Legend. Is there anything you'd like to say?
Check out my show, IMAX, Saturdays 11. And yeah, WrestleMania preview next week, Sunday at 6.
Only on Block Talk Radio on Sports Urban Legend. I'm William Ramo. He's McCauley Matthews.